Floridian, a West Floridian, born and bred up near Chipley in West Florida. He has the ability to turn out beautiful stories, beautiful poetry about people, places, things. One of his songs that's sung around the country now is about Lake Okeechobee and the terrible hurricane that happened in Florida about 1926. Our very own Will McLean and La East. Let's welcome them.
Oh, thank you, Cousin Selma. I never was good at adjusting these microphones.
Don't have to. Where is our microphone adjuster?
Well,
he didn't faint, did he?
I guess he did. You know, shoot.
There he is.
That's a little bit too close. I'll bump it. Us stars ain't used to these microphones. It's always a great honor to be here. And I don't know what I can say is you people sitting out there in that hot sun, and it is awfully hot. And I thank you for being here to get our little stint. You have a treat coming up. But I want to do this for some people who have requested it. They're from Miami, St. Petersburg, a dozen towns, and I've had six people ask me to do something that is as much of their heart as it is mine. And it's called Florida Sand. Wherever I wander, in summer or winter, the ocean is calling me back to Florida's sand, 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 to Florida's sand, sand, sand. The wind and the ocean are calling me back to the sand, sand. Florida sand, sand, sand. Waves softly sparkle beneath the bright moon. Night birds are crying, return to me soon. Oh, Florida, Florida, my heart you ever. For always the love of this man is Florida sand. Sand, sand, is Florida sand, sand, sand. Beautiful sun-kissed land, oh Florida sand, oh, crying, return to me soon. Oh, Florida, Florida, my heart's you ever. For always the love of this man is Florida sand, 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 is Florida sand, sand, sand. Beautiful sun-kissed land, oh, Florida sand. Yeah, a lot of feedback. East Florida Sand. I don't know, it seemed to me I was getting a lot of feedback here. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Thelma introduced Lais, and you see what she does. I just wanted to reintroduce her. In many people's opinion, you see what she is. You don't have to say anything. I would like to offer you a special treat from, there's a young friend of mine. He's one of the finest songwriters next to Gamble Rogers in the state of Florida. And he came especially from Jacksonville, and he's going to come out and sing a song that Gamble Rogers has made famous for me all over the United States. And it's Osceola's Last Words, and Jim Carrick is going to come out here, my dear friend and Rogers' dear friend, and do it for you. And I'll be right back.
Deep in a dungeon in St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden life. His body had not slept. Oh, Wildcat cried, oh, Chief, I beg you, go with me and stand against our mortal foe. While Chief Osceola held his proud head high, said to the Saradine, oh, Wildcat brother, to the grassy waters take the Seminole, and there no white man can invade nor leave you lying dead and cold. I shall not live among such evil men who mock this sign of truce, this flag of white, and honor not this sacred given word. My name shall be the light that burns in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they must never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who died, and you who always will remain. Upon this blessed blood-stained flowered land, we'll fight and fight again. I shall not live among such evil men who mock this sign of truce, this flag of white, and honor not this sacred given word. My name shall be the light that burns in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they must never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who died, and you who always will remain. Upon this blessed blood-stained flowered land, we'll fight and fight again. upon this blessed blood-stained flowered land. We'll fight and fight again.
Thank you very much.
This young artist as time goes by. Away in St. Augustine, there was a young old man, a small man but a giant, named Scotty, that used to take his little drum, put it in front of his regalia, his kilt, and all of his Scottish attire, which was from the Black Watch Regiment that he drummed in as a young lad. He was in his 80s when I first met him over in St. Augustine. He would march in all of the parades, and when the parades were over, his little drumsticks would be in his pocket, and he would go into places where live music was being performed, and he would ingratiate himself with the musicians and play his little drumsticks on chairs, tables, and just anywhere. And everybody liked him. Well, he was living on Social Security, and he died, and they had to put him in Potter's Field. And for 8 years thereafter, there was one man in St. Augustine who cared enough to keep after me to write a song, or to try to write a song about this man named Scotty. And this is what I tried to do. John's County walked the streets of St. Augustine, and where he walked the flowers bloomed and the grass grew emerald green. Oh, he wore his kilt in proud parade as though he strolled through heather. His drumsticks beat Scotland the brave, for his soul would dwell there ever. But the crying wind blows over the sand, scatters her tears of sorrow, dampens the ground where lost men sleep. They'll bury another tomorrow. Well, it warmed the cockles of his heart, hear the bagpipes keening, a bonnie wee lass, the lonely ash grove, and the bluebells of Scotland ringing. But the crying wind blows over the sand, scatters her tears of sorrow, dampens the ground where lost men sleep. They'll bury another tomorrow. So Scotty now sleeps in Potter's Field beneath a white oak tree. A mourning dove has lost his love, and a cold mist blankets the sea. But the crying wind blows over the sand, scatters her tears of sorrow, dampens the ground where lost men sleep. Bury somebody tomorrow, and Scotty's still sleeping away. Thank you. Like to close out our part of the afternoon's performance with something that we pay tribute to Florida's first citizen, the Seminole. This is for them. Deep in the glade where the wild deer wade and play neath a ghost-like moon, soft misty rain damps the sawgrass plain, a night bird answers a loon. Swamp singers tell of how, lost in a spell and the beauty of nature's way, a last dying squeak from the claw and beak, a silent owl clutches its prey. Wild as a hog in a dark hammock bog, fire in the eye shows the mean. In mangrove trees drawn swarming bees and snowy egrets in preen, this precious land of muck, sawgrass, sand dies with more creatures each dawn, their song only heard in the moan of the wind, for the rain is over and gone. And for you, Linda. Where the dark-streamed waters run, almost stranger to the sun, ghostly dancers early morn, paying homage to green corn. Seminole, Seminole. Bitter hatreds, they do fade. No more war cries in the glade. Basket weavers, you have turned. Many a white man's ways you've learned. Seminole, Seminole. Seminole, you noble race, there is honor in your face. You didn't ever lose your stand. This is still your golden land. Seminole, Seminole, Seminole. Thank you very much for your patience. I know you're burning up. God bless you.
Special announcement. Chris Tabb has lost his mama. Her name is Peggy. And he's at the information booth crying. Won't you please go get him, mama? Please. At the information booth up there by the, well, it's part of the administration building, just right at the top of the hill. Please go. I mean, I forgot to tell you all that the bathrooms are in the front of the administration building, ladies and gentlemen, both up there for your convenience. And don't forget to go by the information booth and get a questionnaire, a survey about the festival to fill out, to say what you like about it or how you'd like it to be in the future. Don't forget to do that. Oh, and Barbara back here is prompting me to tell, to remind me to point out Dr. Bertha Bloodworth sitting over here to my right. She's a longtime friend, a former student of mine, I'm happy to say, Gainesville High School, and she is the co-author of Place Names of Florida. Dr. Bertha Bloodworth, won't you stand up and take a little bow over there? We are so glad you are here. And now, the Kelly clan from over Palatka Way. Last night, they had their two little bitty girls with them. Today, they have their two grown sons. I don't know just how they grew them, but that's what they call them. The Kelly clan from Palatka. Aren't they big?
We grew since last night. That's fine, thank you. We like it cozy and all this warmth.
Good afternoon. Beautiful sunny day here in Florida, Northeast Florida. We used to live up in Jasper, Florida, and we do have our hearts in this area. It's just a great area. Now, last night we had our two little girls perform with us. Today we have our two big boys. Brian Keith and David Fullerton. And this is Peggy Kelly, and I'm Lee Kelly.
And Brian's single.
I'm not. I still look, though.
We'd like to do a varied program. We have four songs to do for you. And the first one is an Appalachian song, Carter family song as such, and it's called East Virginia or East Virginia Blues. We sort of play like East Virginia. It's not too bluesy. Ready?
I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina I did go. There I met a fair young maiden, and her name I did not know. Well, her hair was dark in color. Cheeks they were a rosy red. On her breast she wore white lilies. Where I long to lay my head.
You are my darling,
my loving bride, and you'll forever be.
Why don't you go
and ask your mother
if
she says no.
If she says no,
run away with me. At my gate,
at my gate,
I'll always meet you.
I'll always meet you.
You're the one,
you're the one I try to win.
I'd rather be in some dark hollow,
in some dark hollow,
where the sun refused to shine,
than to see you with another.
When you promise to be mine. The ocean's deep,
and I can't wait it.
And I have no wings to fly.
So I'll just get
some blue-eyed boatsman to row me over the other side.
Thank you. The next song is an Irish song. It's a dance tune, but whenever I heard it, I could never understand the words because they were sung so fast. So what we like to do, so that we all understand the words.
Do it Southern style.
We do it kind of Southern style. And if you want to dance, you slow dance to it. And if that isn't Southern style, I don't know what is.
To 3 score more in this little Isle of Green. I'm known from the Libby down to the U, and I'm known by the name of old Johnny Dew. Of all the trades that's going sure, now begging is the best offer. When a man is tired, he can sit down and rest. Beg for his dinner, he has nothing else to do. Only cut around the corner with his old rigadoo. I slept in the barn down at Currabawn. A wet night came on and I slept till the dawn. With holes in the roof and the rain coming through, and the rats and the cats, they were playing peekaboo. When who should awaken but the woman of the house, with her white spotty apron, her calico blouse. She began to frighten and I said, boo, Ara, don't be afraid, ma'am, it's only Johnny Dew. I met a little flaxy-haired girl one day. Good morning, little flaxy-haired girl, I did say. Good morning, little beggar man, how do you do? With your rags and your bags and your old rickadoo. I'll buy a pair of leggings, a collar and a tie, and a nice young lady I'll fetch by and by. I'll buy a pair of goggles and color them blue, and an old-fashioned lady I will make her too. over the roads with my pack on my back, all over the fields with my great heavy sack, with holes in my shoes and my toes peeping through, singing skid-a-rink-a-doodle-o and oh Johnny do. I must be going to bed, for it's getting late at night, the fire's all raked and out goes the light. So now you've heard the story of me old rig-a-doo, it's goodbye and I'll be with you, says old Johnny do.
Thank you. What are we going to do now, Dad? We're going to do a song for you that we learned from people from the Ozarks. We also heard a group from Knoxville, Tennessee sing it. A lot of trouble up in Knoxville these days. It's like killing the Florida wilderness or killing the Knoxville wilderness. Anyway, this is a song, it's a religious song, and it tells about where they sing it, families sing it when a person in the family is dying, and they're calling the angels to come take the soul away. They're coming.
Here they come, y'all get ready.
I felt like
it's
I was
a lot
dying
closer
this morning.
Than you think.
My latest sun is sinking fast, my race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past, my